This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has taken series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of the integrated checkpost Atari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed this.
The integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC visa exemption scheme visas. Any SVAS visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVAS visa has 48 hours to leave India.
The Foreign Secretary informed that the defence, military, naval and air advisers in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi have been declared persona non grata and asked to leave India in a week. India will be withdrawing its own defence, navy, air advisers from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. Mr. Misri stated that these posts in the respective High Commissions are deemed annulled. The Foreign Secretary said the overall strength of the High Commissions will be brought down to 30 from the present 55 through further reductions by 1st May. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Maharashtra has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for the families of 6 victims who were shot dead during the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said a financial assistance of 50,000 will also be given to those injured in the incident. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Fadnavis said such a despicable act of terrorism will not go unpunished, adding that Prime Minister Narendra Modi would track down the mastermind and retaliate with extreme steps. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the terrorist strike at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir that killed 26 people. He stressed that attacks against civilians are unacceptable under any circumstances. The Secretary General's spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said that Mr. Guterres offered his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. The targeted attack by a front organization of the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Tayyaba killed tourists at a popular tourism spot. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. On the occasion, he will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. The projects include railways and power sector. Our correspondent reports that during the visit, the Prime Minister will flag off 4 trains, 3 rail lines and 2 rail over bridges through video conferencing during the event at Madhubani.
The Prime Minister will flag off Namo Bharat Rapid Rail between Jayanagar to Patna and Amrit Bharat Express between Saharsa to Lokmanya Tilak Terminus in Mumbai. This will be the second Namo Bharat train in the country, while the introduction of Amrit Bharat will be the third train service. During the event, rail lines between Supol to Pipra, Hasanpur to Bithan and Khagadia Aloli will also be dedicated to the nation. These projects will improve connectivity and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Jayanagar.
Olympian Vithyaram Raj won gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles at the National Federation Senior Athletics Competition in Kochi, clocking 56.04 seconds to qualify for the Asian Championships 2025. Her time also set a new meter record, surpassing Sarita Ben Gaikwad's 2019 mark of 57.21 seconds. Anuar finished second, while Ashwiniar took third position. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Mumbai Indians comfortably surpassed the target of 144 runs, scoring 146 for 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.